Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Weekdays from 7 till 11.
Okay, let's catch up with Sky Bet's very own Santa Claus, Dale Tempest. Morning to you, Dale. What presents have you got for the punters this morning?
There's lots to get stuck into. The only problem is we've got 3 or 4 days with twiddling our thumbs until we get to Boxing Day.
No sport days. How can we handle it?
I know. I mean, it's, I had to almost watch Millwall Charlton last night. What was it? Newport Plymouth. I mean, what's the world coming to?
Hey, big prize on offer there. Big prize. Plymouth gets to play Liverpool. Hey, here's one that'll grab your attention. This is in the reputable Daily Telegraph this morning. Mario Balotelli is eyeing a sensational return to the Premier League, according to his agent. The Italian international has enjoyed some of the best form of his career with French title challengers Nice. We've already had talks with English clubs, but it's too early to say, says Mino Raiola.
Yeah. Well, I'll be putting a line through that one. Yeah, I mean, he obviously likes strolling around in French football, not doing a lot, and then, yeah, I mean,
it ain't going to happen, is it?
No, it's definitely not going to happen. I mean, there's all sorts of moves might happen. You know, the window's sort of, well, the talk of the window starting to happen, isn't it?
Well, it's 10 days until it opens, isn't it?
Exactly, and you know, who needs a centre-half? Van Dijk down at Southampton, he seems the man in demand, shall we say, if you want to strengthen your defence. One person, obviously, on Merseyside who's usually been talked about is Lukaku. And you see the Daily Mail, was it yesterday? Same new contract there. We were betting on him, you know, to stay and which club he might go to. And we took that down yesterday off the back of that. Simply because it looks like first Everton player to earn 100 grand a week, is it?
That's right. £100,000, £80 million buyout clause.
Absolutely. That was the story yesterday. So it looks like he's staying. And Everton need him. You know, I mean, they couldn't afford to lose his goals at the moment. So that's a change there. So a couple of interesting ones, though, for Everton fans. The Schneiderlin market, Manchester United. He's actually 7-2 to stay at United, 1-5 to be an Everton player in the window.
Where have you got your information from here, Dale?
No, we've had this market up for a while. It's one of those that it's simply been pushed by where the money is and the expectation. Maybe not so good news. Marcus Depay as well. He looks like he's 5-4 to be an Everton player, 2-1 to stay at United. And 5 Juventus, that's sort of the next in the market. So it does look like there could be a couple of sort of midfield players coming to strengthen up the Everton attack. And, well, Schneiderlin, he'd be more defensive cover for Gareth Barry, wouldn't he, really? But, so there could be a bit happening, you never know.
Yeah, I think Memphis Depay and Schneiderlin are definitely going to arrive at Goodison Park. What do I know? But I think they will arrive. I also think that £80 million buyout clause doesn't mean anything for Lukaku, as we start to see. Every player has a buyout clause written in. Every player seems to move on at the end of the day, don't they? So, you know, they'd probably love to keep Lukaku. Here's another headline from this morning. Have a heart. Joe Hart, poised to return back. And Liverpool, the leading contenders for his signature. Would you swap Simon Mignolet at this point in time for Joe Hart?
Not particularly. I'm not so sure. I mean, Joe Hart probably needs some time, you know, just getting his head back straight. I heard an interview, though, a while ago, and it was with Joe Hart in, you know, I think it was after the England game, which I have to say was exceptional. He got England a point. Was it away in Slovenia, you know, where we got a 0-0? He was outstanding. But he said after, I've gone to Roma not because I need to learn anything. It's just that City didn't want me. And I'm thinking, well, have you been watching yourself play for the last 2 years? You know, he really needs to get his head back on, and he needs somebody giving him a kick up the backside and start playing again and being a top player. And sometimes players lose their way, but they need strong people around them who are going to point them back in the right direction. He doesn't have that. Possibly he could be, you know, Klopp is the sort of manager, you know, he would come in and, you know, if he did, he would improve. I mean, the one, there's lots of players around, Raheem Sterling. He's improving no end under Pep Guardiola compared to last year, you know, where under Pellegrini, it was almost where you turn up and you just do what you want. So, you know, some players, doesn't matter what age they are, they need strong handling. And I think Joe Hart's one of those. But I don't think he'd be at Liverpool, to be honest.
No, that's a good point on Raheem Sterling as well. That was a cracking goal he scored the other day after he missed that header against Arsenal and scored the winner. There's a little fixture table in the Mail today talking about the fixtures over Christmas. And, of course, all the teams got three fixtures. And the Mail seem to reckon that the fixtures favour Chelsea because of the timing of their games. So they've got Bournemouth at home at 3 p.m. on Boxing Day. They then have Stoke December the 31st at 3 p.m. Not some stupid 5:30 kickoff. And January the 4th, they play Tottenham away at 8 p.m. Now, of course, you compare that to Liverpool, who are trying to keep tabs on them in the Premier League. They've got Stoke at home, 5:15 on December the 27th. Then they've got that 5:30 game, which no one can quite understand on New Year's Eve against Man City. And then just 2 days later, Sunderland away at 3 p.m. So they've done this big piece on who the fixtures favour. And they reckon that Chelsea will be well and truly still on top of the pile come the new year.
Well, you can't see it changing, particularly with the Chelsea, Bournemouth at home, Stoke at home. Because, as you say, that's just sort of fallen in their laps a bit. Of course, Costa and Kante both suspended for the Bournemouth game. That's quite convenient, isn't it? It's Bournemouth.
What are you suggesting, Dale?
Well, I'm not suggesting anything at all. But anyway, they managed to pick up their fifth yellow card away at Palace the other day. I think, you know, fixtures come thick and fast. We know this time of year. And, you know, you just have to get on with them, don't you? I think the thing from Liverpool's point of view, it's if you can go into the Christmas period on a high, feeling good about yourself, and that last minute winner for Liverpool, Mane scoring, yes, that makes such a difference. I just wish they'd let him take penalties. You do realise Mane, and you know, I've been all over him since he signed. I was on 66, his top scorer. He's on 8. If he took 5 penalties and James Milner just stayed at left back, he'd be joint top with Costa at the
I was
moment.
Wondering why you wanted him. I was waiting for your own benefits there, Dale.
I must admit, I've backed him a Liverpool top scorer at 6-1. So that'd be okay, as long as he can stay fit. And as I say, we're going to lose him for a bit, though, aren't we? You know, in January for a few weeks. So that's not ideal. But I think he's a top player. He makes things happen in that final third. He's absolutely electric. It's a bit like a Labrador. You throw him the ball, he chases it. And he chases it with enthusiasm like you've never seen.
He's a Labrador.
He's brilliant.
you haven't seen Alexis Sanchez's Instagram, have you? He's obsessed with his Labradors. He's got a couple of them. They go everywhere with him.
No.
Right, besides the footy, what else really grabs your attention over Christmas? Must be the Boxing Day racing.
Oh, absolutely. The King George is just the race of the season. It's absolutely brilliant. I don't know if people, if you're not a follower, you may sort of pick up the King George in the background. But this is just a top race. Q Card and Thistlecrack. Thistlecrack is the sort of next great horse coming through. He's a novice at the moment, jumping the big fences for the first year. And Q Card has a chance of the £1 million bonus. That's winning the big race at Haydock, winning the King George, and then if you win at Cheltenham Festival, then you get the £1 million bonus. So that'd be nice, wouldn't it? 5-4 Q Card, 11-8 Thistlecrack. And what's amazing, it's the same trainer. It's the same trainer.
Dominating
who's got both
this
horses.
Year.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's brilliant that he's actually choosing to run them. And obviously, different owners. And both owners are desperate to try and take the huge prize that is the King George on Boxing Day. So that is the race of Christmas, no doubt whatsoever.
Dale, to yourself and everyone at Skybet, many thanks for your company in 2016. We'll catch up in 2017.
You take care, mate, and I'll see you in 17.
Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Weekdays from 7 till 11.